This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that regions connected to air connectivity experience faster and broader development. In a video message on the occasion of the groundbreaking ceremony of the new Kota Bundi Greenfield Airport yesterday, the Prime Minister said that before 2014, India had around 70 airports, but their number has now increased to more than 160. He also noted that several airports have now been developed around Delhi. Mr. Modi said that when airports are built, they encourage entrepreneurship and tourism in nearby smaller towns and accelerate economic activities in the region.
Aaj ka din Kota, Bundi, Bara aur Jhalawar sahit pure Hadauti kshetra ke liye ek nayi aasha aur nayi uplabdhi ka din hai. Kareeb 1,500 crore rupaye se banne ja raha ye aadhunik airport आने वाले समय में पूरे क्षेत्र के विकास को नई गति देने वाला है.
Speaking at the event, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said that there had been a demand for a greenfield airport in Kota for several decades, and now that dream is becoming a reality. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee yesterday said that there was no protocol lapse during their recent visit of President Draupadi Murmu to Siliguri for the 9th International Adivasi Santhal Conference, adding that the event was organized by a private body. In a statement on X, Banerjee said that the International Santhal Council had invited the President to attend the 9th International Adivasi Santhal Conference in Siliguri. After advanced security liaison, district administration flagged in writing to the president's secretariat that the organizer appeared inadequately prepared, and the concern was also conveyed telephonically, she said. According to Banerjee, the advance team of the president's secretariat visited the venue on March 5 and was apprised of the lack of arrangements, but the program continued as scheduled. Earlier, in a public interaction following the program, President Draupadi Murmu said, "By protocol, Chief Minister should be present when President comes to a state." The State Bank of India, SBI, has announced the launch of a $500 million USD syndicated social term loan facility. This facility is focused exclusively on women empowerment with a green shoe option on the eve of International Women's Day. As per the statement issued by SBI, the syndicated transaction is a milestone for SBI and the global environmental, social and governance ESG financing landscape for the noble cause of women empowerment. In Nepal, Prime Ministerial candidate of Rashtriya Swatantrata Party RSP Balendra Shah has been elected the House of Representatives HOR member from Jhapa constituency number 5. Mr. Shah won the poll by defeating former Prime Minister and CPN-UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli with a wide margin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the people and government of Nepal on the successful and peaceful conduct of elections. Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian has said that neighboring countries will no longer be targeted unless an attack originates from there. In his statement yesterday, President Pezeshkian also apologized to neighboring countries for the strikes that took place in recent days. He said the strikes on neighboring countries were caused by miscommunication in the ranks. He also said that the demand by the United States for an unconditional surrender is a dream. Saudi Arabia has cautioned Iran against engaging in what it described as misguided calculations. Meanwhile, the intense military conflict in the region ended its eighth day yesterday, escalating into a wider regional confrontation, as United States, Israel and Iran continue with new wave of airstrikes and drone attacks. Meanwhile, Lebanese Health Ministry has said that 41 people were killed and 40 others injured in overnight Israeli airstrikes in the mountain town of Nabi Shid, a Hezbollah stronghold in eastern Lebanon. And in All England Open Badminton Championships, Lakshya Sen has entered men's single final. World number 12 Lakshya defeated Canada's Victor Lay in the semi-final match 21-16, 18-21, 21-15 in Birmingham this evening. Lakshya had defeated China's Li Shifeng 21-13, 21-16 in the quarter-final match on Friday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.